Winter Carnival is coming up Saturday from 11 until 3 at Riverdale Elementary School. Free games, bounce houses, face painting, prizes, concessions, bounce house wristbands just $10. Bounce houses provided by Thunder Showers LLC. Free admission. Parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, friends, and neighbors, stop by and see the kids have a great time and enjoy some great food as well. With all proceeds going to the Riverdale Community's Education Foundation. The 2025 Winter Carnival is Saturday from 11 until 3 at Riverdale Elementary School. Everyone from all area districts will be welcome. The Riverdale Community's Education Foundation 2025 Winter Carnival is coming up Saturday from 11 until 3 at Riverdale Elementary School. Free games, bounce houses, face painting, prizes, concessions, bounce house wristbands just $10. Bounce houses provided by Thunder Showers LLC. Free admission. Parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, friends, and neighbors, stop by and see the kids have a great time and enjoy some great food as well. With all proceeds going to the Riverdale Community's Education Foundation. The 2025 Winter Carnival is Saturday from 11 until 3 at Riverdale Elementary School. Everyone from all area districts will be welcome.
And giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. New wildfires in Southern California. More than 50,000 people forced to flee or are under evacuation warnings. The Hughes Fire burning north of Los Angeles and a fire breaking out along the 405 freeway near the Getty Center, forcing evacuations in Bel Air, and that fire is now out. Extreme weather along the Gulf Coast. 10 inches of snow fell in New Orleans, setting a new record. Temperatures below freezing this morning from the Big Easy to Tallahassee, Florida.
The Arctic air causing problems in the north, too. Ice jams in the Allegheny River, the most in 5 years, prompting flood concerns in Pittsburgh.
You ever seen cars covered in ice like that?
Not like that, have you?
In Dearborn, Michigan, a water main break coating everything in ice.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The Kremlin reacting after President Trump threatened more sanctions for Russia unless it agrees to a peace deal for Ukraine. A Russian spokesman saying the sanctions threat, we don't see any new elements here, end quote. This is ABC News. Police in Nashville trying to find a motive after a teenager opened fire at his high school. One girl killed, a boy hurt. The 17-year-old shooter took his own life. Investigators looking through his social media. Fresh warnings about fake Botox shots. ABC's Andrea Fujihi.
Federal authorities are sounding the alarm about fake Botox after arresting a New York City esthetician accused of injecting clients with counterfeit Botox from China and giving it to clients without a license, even when he knew people were getting ill. Henry Callender says he was a client.
I felt like my body was like having an allergic reaction or something to the Botox in part of my forehead.
Officials say the investigation began after a client complained about vision problems and depth perception when walking, before eventually developing botulism.
At least 15 people got sick last year in similar cases. And in Ireland, bracing for a rarity there, a hurricane, the storm could be the strongest to hit in more than a century. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Hello, WRCL listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in historic downtown Richland Center. Thursday is the day. Get your fresh and hot from the oven Cornish pasty. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, 172 South Church Street.
Does J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center do more than just gifts? You bet. We do full custom laser engraving on most metal items, custom engraving on knives, ID marking your tools, custom motorcycle parts, belt buckles, metal water bottles, wedding servers, dog tags, turn bracelets, or anything you can think of. Whether it's a gift or you need something for your business or something for yourself, J.J. Walsh Jewelers can help you design and permanently personalize your metal items. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, your diamond jeweler.
6 minutes after 7 here at WRCO and WRCE. We're at 3 degrees. It is an on-time morning in southwest Wisconsin. No delays or cancellations. We've had some calls wondering about it. And yes, there have been a few slippery stretches reported after that snow that just never stopped yesterday. Not a lot, but just enough. Right now, we'll check forecast details. We'll do that right after these words.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at PrattFuneralService.com.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
A high of 15 today. Chilly, but lots of sunshine. Northwest winds around 10. 3 degrees below zero tonight. Friday, 20, with clouds gradually building in. A low of 15 Friday night with a few flurries. Saturday, 33. Breezy and mild. Slight chances of flurries through midday. 24 Sunday and Monday. Partly to mostly cloudy and warmer with a high of 38. Right now, east winds are at 5 miles per hour. And in Richland Center, on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it is 3 degrees.
Laughed it off when I was catching on. Said it was in my head. find a new ride, 'cause the joke's on you.
Carly Pearce on WRCO. Some reasons to celebrate today, other than it being Thursday. Today is Frisbee Day. The first Frisbees were produced January 23rd of 1957 by the Wham-O Manufacturing Company. The toy was originally called the Pluto Platter, renamed to honor the Frisbee Pie Company. Can be traced back to the 1870s when William Frisbee opened the Frisbee Pie Company in Connecticut. But yeah, I've thrown me a few Frisbees over the years. Not well. And of course, that's kind of evolved into Frisbee golf. There are a lot of Frisbee golf enthusiasts as well. Today is Clashing Clothes Day. It's also International Sticky Toffee Pudding Day. That sounds like a good thing. It's Women's Healthy Weight Day. And how can you think about that when it's National Pie Day or National Rhubarb Pie Day? That all sounds good to me. Three above at WRCO, WRCE. It is 7:13. This is John Party and Luke Bryan.
I wear a 20X American hat, a gold buckle from a rodeo. I wear a dusty old co-op cap, my living on them old turn roads. I ride a quarter horse, my tractor's right here. I drink whiskey and I drink beer. Spin around.
I take mine to the fields of gold. Hold her tight while the sun goes down. Cowboys and cowboys, just some good old small town boys.
Both make the world go round, boys. Boy, ain't that the truth?
Yeah, we got different roots. We wear different. So here's to the cowboys.
some George Strait.
We crank some old Hank.
From the big sky to the riverbank.
Cowboys and plowboys, just some good old small town boys. Boys make the world go round, boys. Boy, ain't that the truth? Yeah, we got different roots. We wear different boots, but we ain't that different when the day is through. So here's to the cowboys and plowboys like me and you, just like me and you.
Just like us, partner.
You got that right, Lou.
Delicious meals and local radio, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
Attention meat lovers! Richland Locker is serving up unbeatable deals you don't want to miss. Get whole, no-roll ribeyes for just $9.98 a pound, or grab family-packed steaks at $11.98 a pound. Planning a barbecue? Snag a 3-pound bag of mouth-watering barbecue pulled pork for only $6 a pound. And from the deli, indulge in baby Swiss for just $5.98 a pound, or sliced deli ham for only $3.98 a pound. Delicious deals await at Richland Locker. Hurry in today and stock up on these amazing offers.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Attention shoppers, when it's time to shop for a special gift, don't go to the same old gift shops with nothing new to offer. Come check out the TriStar Gifts and More. They have something for everyone, from Rural Route 1 popcorn to homemade Amish gifts and unique one-of-a-kind signs. Need a card for a special occasion? We have you covered. And for the grill masters out there, we carry Pit Boss, Louisiana, and all the accessories you need. Visit us on Highway 14 East, right next to TriStar Mulch and Richland Center. TriStar Gifts and More, where you'll find something special for everyone.
Got stumps? Titus Osborne is your go-to expert for fast, professional stump grinding and removal. With over 15 years of experience, he's insured and ready to tackle your project with ease. Don't wait. Schedule your free estimate today and get those stumps cleared. Now is the time to schedule your spring work. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to delivering hassle-free, reliable service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your trusted stump removal professional.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Around 7 million people in the U.S. donate blood yearly. These donors are doing what they can to support the 335 million strong population and are an essential asset to emergency hospital care across the country. This month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to recognize our community's donors and thank them for their contribution to the care we provide. If you would like to support your community by donating blood, contact the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, good Ray, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning, young man.
Hey, good morning.
Everybody's wanting to know, Phil.
What are they wanting to know?
They're wanting to know if you had a good night off.
Oh, sure did.
You've had two nights off in a row.
Right, yeah.
I know you're on here recording yesterday. I was late last night.
I was here last night.
Good for you. But
again, it's my hobby job, so yeah. There you go.
So my question is, was it worthy of a night off?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Now, maybe get to bed a little earlier.
Maybe. What's a little earlier?
Before 9.
Where are you at tonight?
River Valley.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm in Benton.
Benton. Yes. All right. So, well, say hello to everybody in Benton us.
Yes. So, anyway, anything else going on in your life that you'd like to talk about?
Oh, not much. Today is National Pie Day.
Yes, and I got you a moon pie.
Oh, you did? Yeah, moon pie. A little good. Yeah, never thought about that. What's Hank Bray's favorite pie?
Probably pecan.
Okay, pecan. That rates, it's 16% of people in the survey say that's their favorite. So,
wow.
Apple is number one at 37%. And then other chocolate toppings.
I've never had an other pizza.
Other pie. Then pecan, cherry is 14%, and blueberry 9%.
So what's other made out of?
Other would be everything else.
I've never had a
my favorites.
Other pie.
Nobody's ever going to say this one, but custard pie, like my mama used to make. Yeah. That's a good pie. Rhubarb.
Yuck.
Oh, come on.
Nope. Hey,
And
nope.
You got it. Well, if you put plenty of sugar in it, you sugar sugar it up, it's good.
Nope.
Or if you put a little crunch over the top, like a rhubarb crisp top. Ground cherry, have you ever had that before?
Uh-uh.
That's a good one, too. That's another old-fashioned pie. The mock apple, I think we talked about that, too.
Yeah, we could make one of them.
Sure. Peanut butter pie. That's a
never had one of them.
That's a delicious one, too. They got to bring back these pie judging competitions, because we used to, I think Ron and I became experts in judging.
Well, you've become experts in a lot of things.
Went to different meal sites, and then Schmidt-Woodman Hills used to have theirs every year. So. Yep, I can tell you about that. So that's making news. Also, did you watch the NFL playoffs last weekend?
No.
Particularly the Chiefs game. So today in sport news, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says does not believe the NFL officials are calling games to help his team win. That's been the national discourse following last week's divisional round matchup with Houston. It's been that way all year.
It's been that way for 2 years. And you know what? They're good and they win. They execute.
They are good and they win. The Texans were penalized for hits on him twice.
One I disagree with.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing that I guess that I see, and we used to see that even with when Aaron Rodgers was there too.
Right.
If you have an elite quarterback, they are going to protect him. They're going to get the benefit of the doubt.
Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
perfect example.
Joe Montana was even protected. So.
They don't want the big name quarterbacks to get hurt because that's, so they're really going to go extra. And that's been one of June's complaints with her beleaguered Bears is that, the rookie quarterback or whatever, they get thrown around like a rag doll and don't always get a call. And I see that, actually.
Yeah, it's Josh Allen don't take many hits.
Man. No, he actually gives more hits than he takes. Yeah.
But Patrick Mahomes was running the other day, all right, and then he kind of stopped, looked like he was going down, and then continued running. Then he started to slide when he already had two guys in the air, and they threw a flag. And if a quarterback's going to play games like that, hit him.
What do you do? I mean, as a tackler, he gets up and runs again.
Hit him.
What are you supposed to do?
Yeah. So I don't think the NFL refs are cheating at all.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't think of that.
But the internet makes a big deal out of it.
They make a big deal out of everything.
That meme of him hugging a ref or the ref hugging him.
Yeah, it's, they don't like winners.
Well, yeah, that's true. And the Packers have had their share of detractors over the years, too, when they were successful.
But, speaking of winners and losers, the Minnesota fans had a lot of things to do since they were ousted early, like the Packers. Minnesota's are now the new home of the largest ice maze ever built, and the Minnesota Ice Festival broke the Guinness World Records for the largest ice maze. A record that has been on ice for 15 years was just broken in Minnesota. The festival broke the GWR record for the largest one ever. An adjudicator of the Guinness World Records certified it on Friday. The ice maze at TCO Stadium is 18,148.89 square feet. The previous record was in Buffalo, New York in 2010 at 12,000. They beat that by almost 6,500.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm. But they have a lot of time on their hands.
Yeah, they must.
Yeah.
Well, so do we.
No, we do.
So do the Lions, and everybody's picking their coaching staff apart. So the Bears got the offensive coordinator, the Jets got the defensive coordinator from the Lions.
I don't think that was a good hire.
For either one.
Yeah.
Well, the Lions were kind of the new.
I totally understand what they're doing. I just don't think it was a good hire for either team. I don't think they're proven. I don't. I really don't. Yep. So.
Well, there you go. We'll find out, won't we?
We will.
Yep. Very soon enough. David Rush is in the news, the serial Guinness World Record breaker. He put his juggling skills to the test to break the latest record, the fastest time to make 10 alternating hits of a table tennis ball on bottle caps.
Oh, my goodness.
What is that? Rush said he initially thought the task would be easy, but he soon had roadblocks, including finding bottle caps that were large enough to hit the balls, but small enough to conform to Guinness standards. So, hitting a tennis ball with a bottle top.
Isn't that crazy?
I know. And again, who thinks of these things?
And I know he does it. He does it for cancer.
He does.
Yeah.
Stem cell research, I believe it is. Speaking of that, a British woman donned a polar bear costume to run a frigid Norwegian marathon and break a world record with a time of 4 hours, 58 minutes, and 29 seconds. She put the polar bear outfit on. It's got a polar bear head and running this marathon.
Isn't that crazy?
Hard enough to do that with, hopefully she had pretty good holes to breathe out of. Otherwise, you know, you've got that head on. Right, exactly. But she did it for cancer research and in memory of her father, who passed away a few years ago from cancer.
Wow.
So, yeah.
A lot of motivation there.
A lot of motivation. That's pretty cool.
The most heart transplants performed in a year, Philip. The Vanderbilt Transplant Center sets the world record in Nashville, Tennessee. The Vanderbilt Transplant Center, part of Vanderbilt University Medical Center, performed 174 in pediatric heart transplants in a year.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes, that is. That but used good, to be something that, you know.
And all lived.
Was rare. Yeah. Wow.
So that is absolutely amazing that they can do that. So, yeah. Which is kind of neat. So.
Yeah, medicine has made huge strides, that's for sure.
Yeah. One more for you.
What do you got?
Well, the world's largest mountaintop snow fort.
Ah.
It's in Keystone Resort in Colorado in Durkham Mountain. Colorado, the property of Vail Resorts Incorporated, is the perfect stop before heading to a mountaintop tubing session or is a fun way to enjoy your beautiful mountain while taking a break from the slopes, setting at an elevation of more than 11,600 feet with a 10,000 square foot footprint and reaching heights more than 30 feet tall. The snow fort sets the world record for being the world's largest mountaintop snow fort, and it's pretty neat to see.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I looked at it on the internet. It is really, really cool. So
I would always try to make one just that I could try to crawl in. That's about as far as I got.
Yeah, and then, you
know, then that was about it.
And then hope to God my brothers didn't find it because they'd either run a bike over it or something like that. Yeah. When we had snow, we had snow. I mean, it would come down. We didn't get like the stuff like this.
Did the old folks in Pea Ridge get snow yesterday?
Yeah, not yesterday. It went south.
It went south of them.
Oh yeah, and that's pretty south.
Yeah, yesterday's Bucks game in New Orleans was canceled because of snow. Now, what are the odds of that?
Speaking of that, did you hear that Wisconsin is sending snow trucks to New Orleans to help?
Really? Yep. Oh, that's good.
Seriously. And this morning I saw a snowman on the beach.
Snowman on the beach?
Yes. That's pretty cool. Never seen that before.
That doesn't happen
very
often.
But, no. Well, they said once in a lifetime.
Oh, I bet.
Mm-hmm. So they say they're sending trucks from the north from almost every state in the Midwest, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, it is.
If they get paid.
But to have a southern game canceled because
of snow. Isn't that crazy snow?
It is. And then
that's about as southern as you can get.
Yeah, fly home to Milwaukee so you can play the game.
Isn't that crazy? And then the airport was shut down? The
airport was shut down. I haven't heard. I think the Bucks got out of there. They're supposed to be home tonight. Mm-hmm. But Miami has snow, too, and that's who they play. So there was thinking about, well, Miami, maybe they'll have some trouble getting out of there. I don't know.
You never know. It's not that crazy.
Yeah, crazy winter. Yeah,
crazy winter. That's okay. You know what? We still have each other, Phil.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah. Wow, very nice. Yeah. Yesterday, it never stopped snowing either. You know, it
was
supposed to stop at 9 o'clock, and I think maybe it was 9 o'clock last night it was supposed to stop.
I think I got a half an inch.
Yeah, and it was slippery, too.
It was slick. It was. I don't say snotty.
Yeah, there you go.
It was very. Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
Yeah, well,
I hope you have a great day, young man. Good luck tonight at River Valley.
Thanks for stopping by.
You know what? Be kind.
You bet.
When your car needs the best care, trust Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. With over 30 years of collision repair experience, we provide free estimates and meticulous repairs. Plus, enjoy a complimentary interior and exterior detailing service. Quality that you can count on. Drive into Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today. Find us at 1202 Elm Street in Boscobel or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This six-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in the zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in the zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Maley Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra-flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Maley Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Maley Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
This day in history, 1943, Duke Ellington performed at Carnegie Hall for the first time. 1951, Jack LaLanne. Remember him? He debuted the Jack LaLanne Show, the first ever televised exercise program. And in 1986, the first artists were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, including Elvis Presley, Ray Charles, and James Brown. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from The Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes today to Marla Smith from Bill and Rita. Also, greetings going out to Rodney George from the residents and staff of Schmidtwoman Hills. Happy birthday to Michael Hernan. I think we had it on yesterday as well, but today's the actual day. Happy 19th to the special broadcaster and sports fanatic, Michael Hernan, with love from Grandpa and Grandma Meese. Also from Mom, well, he has to work. Some old ogre of a boss scheduled him to work on his birthday. What are you going to do? Anyway, but I think they're going to reward him with some hamburger gravy when he gets home. That's his favorite dish there. So hopefully he doesn't eat it all and save some for us. But anyway, happy birthday to Michael Hernan today, the sports phenom for WRCO. Greetings as well today to Courtney Willis and Donabelle Willis, to Courtney from Dan and Marge, and to Donabelle Willis from all the kids and grandkids. We hope that Donabelle has a lovely day today. It's a busy day for Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca with birthday salutes for Donabelle Willis and Courtney Willis. Also to Kate Burnley. Have a great day. Joanna Miller as well from Willow Valley United Methodist. Greetings to Katie Burnley and also to Todd Ressler from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Greetings today. Happy birthday to Jane Huth from Bloom City's Town Crier and Nancy Ward from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Happy birthday from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Michael Hernan and Tyann Hying. Happy birthday as well from the Richland Center Lions Club to Terry Sage III, William Roberts, Jane Huth, and happy anniversary to Chad and Jenna Johnson.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver. All at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
7:42, 2 degrees. Our temperature is headed in the wrong direction today. Here's Ronnie Millsap.
I'm having daydreams about night things in the middle of the afternoon. And while my hands make a living, my mind's home loving you. I'm having daydreams about all day long while I'm working in town, time slows down to a crawl. When I'm not thinking about you, I'm checking the clock on the wall. Then it's goodbye factory and hello, hello. And there's a smile across my face, 'cause I'm back in the arms of your sweet love, where my thoughts have been all day. My mind's home loving you.
is Phil Nee. I hope you have a wonderful day. Stay warm and stay tuned. Joanne has the news coming up next.
A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. Clear skies and 2 degrees above zero in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and the Philback family of dealerships. Chilly but lots of sunshine, a high of 15. Tonight, mostly clear and rather cold with a low of 3 below. In Richland Center, we're at our morning low of 2 above.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning. From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Republican lawmakers are introducing legislation that would reverse new Department of Public Instruction state testing benchmarks. Those changes announced last fall included lowering the threshold for what is considered proficient and changing terms used to describe student performance. DPI started using meeting expectations rather than calling students proficient while dropping use of basic and below basic. State Superintendent Jill Underley has said the new standards illustrate what students should know at a given grade level. The Republican bill would reset report card standards to levels set in 2019 to 2020, align grades 3 through 8 with national standards, and restore high school testing standards to levels set in the 2021-22 school year. It would also require DPI to use the terms below basic, basic, proficient, and advanced for pupil performance assessments. UW-Madison has replaced the leader of the Division of Diversity, Equity, and Educational Achievement. WisPolitics reports Dr. LeVar Charleston will no longer head the division after concerns were raised about financial operations and fiscal judgments. Charleston has led the division for 3 years and will return to his backup appointment as clinical professor in the Department of Educational Leadership and Policy Analysis. A release from the UW did not specify what the financial concerns were, but that students should see no immediate impact and that existing events and programs will continue under the temporary leadership of Provost Charles Isbell Jr. State Representative Dave Murphy chairs the Assembly Committee on Colleges and Universities. He told WisPolitics that he didn't feel the position was necessary and that the division itself could be eliminated in favor of funneling dollars to the classroom. A congressman from Wisconsin has senior health care on his mind. Civic Media's Lisa Hale has the story.
When a senior citizen falls ill, not getting the correct care quickly can be dangerous. So when that person is denied treatment by their insurance company, the time waiting for that decision to be overturned could be crucial. U.S. Representative Mark Pocan says in this term, he wants to do something about it.
If you're a senior and you need care, you've been denied by your insurance company, you appeal it. Get this, 85% of the appeals on Medicare Advantage are overturned. In that 6 or 9 months, if you have cancer, think of what 6 or 9 months could mean and not getting the care you need. So we're going to try to do everything we can to expose programs like that.
Pocan appeared on Civic Media's Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Find it on civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
DeForest leaders have decided to wait on voting whether to remove fluoride from their water. The mineral helps prevent tooth decay and is added to municipal water supplies. There's a growing movement across the country as people claim fluoridating water could cause health issues. But more than 3,000 studies show fluoride in water doesn't cause health problems. In fact, some experts say putting fluoride in our water is one of the most effective public health strategies in American history. The McFarland Village Board has also been considering whether to remove the mineral from their water supply, but last night decided to postpone the vote to get more public input. Sun Prairie officials have given the stamp of approval for redevelopment downtown in the area where an explosion killed a firefighter in 2018. JCAP Real Estate from Eau Claire will be building apartments in a hotel on Bristol Street. The project will cost $41 million, and the city worked out a tax increment finance deal with the developer. The city will get room taxes, and because of revenue limits, the new construction will help pay for things in the city budget, like road maintenance and staffing. Construction should start in the spring. The hotel is expected to be finished next year. The apartment building should be done in 2027. As Wisconsin struggles with growing on-house population and lack of available housing stock, rent prices are expected to continue rising as well. According to data from the real estate company Zillow, rent prices in Wisconsin are expected to increase at the 12th highest rate of any state this year. Experts say the dramatic increase in the price of a home is pushing more residents towards rental options, and supply chain issues during the COVID-19 pandemic slowed the pace at which the state was building new housing options to keep prices down. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is reporting an increase in the amount of taxes and fees collected this December compared to previous years. According to the report, the state collected nearly $2.1 billion in general purpose taxes and fees this year, up from about $2 billion last December. The increase represents a nearly 2% bump over the previous December, and in total, the state collected over 5% more than it did the previous year, with $9.7 billion this year compared to $9.2 billion in 2023. A state lawmaker in Iowa wants to buy part of one of its bordering states. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Huska.
An Iowa politician is proposing to purchase Minnesota's 9 southern counties. The proposed deal would need support from both of Iowa's legislative chambers and its governor before going to Minnesota for consideration. If both states agreed, Congress would have to approve the new border. Iowa State Senator Mike Busolo said that the proposal is for counties that were originally part of the Iowa Territory. 180,000 people live in the 9 Minnesota counties, and it would not change electoral votes if approved.
Proposed legislation could lead to all-black license plates. The proposal, co-authored by Grafton Representative Paul Melotic and Mozanese Senator Corey Tomzik, could also provide a new source of revenue for the state's transportation fund used to support roads and bridges infrastructure projects. Blackout plates have been popular in neighboring states, with Iowa generating more than $30 million from an all-black license plate since launching it in 2019. Minnesota started selling a blackout license plate just over a year ago and issued more than 270,000 plates, generating roughly $7.8 million in revenue. The plates would cost $25 more than standard license plates and would come with a $25 annual renewal fee. A bird that migrates here every winter has been seen more often than usual. Meteorologist Brittany Merlo tells us more.
Over 80 snowy owls have been observed in Wisconsin this year, which is more than in the past two winters combined. Many of them are immature birds that dispersed from Arctic Canada after hatching last summer. These young owls are less skilled, less wary, and more likely to show up in unexpected places, like residential neighborhoods, urban open spaces, and even busy roadsides. While they're exciting to see, try to help these beautiful birds survive. Never approach them too closely. You're too close if the bird responds to your presence in any way, like frequently looking at you, sitting erect with eyes open in your direction, or flying from its perch. And turn off your car engine. Use a quiet voice and do not play audio. And no picture is worth jeopardizing the well-being of these majestic birds. Let's all do our part to ensure their safe return to the Arctic this spring.
The Defense POW MIA account agency says Columbus native Lieutenant Colonel Donald Downing was accounted for last month, almost 50 years after he was reported killed in action. Downing served in Vietnam with the 557th Tactical Fighter Squadron in September of 1967, and during a nighttime reconnaissance mission, one of his fellow pilots witnessed a large fireball, and Downing stopped responding to radio calls. Search and rescue efforts were unsuccessful, and the Air Force reported Downing as killed in action in April of 1978. The DPAA says Downing's family was recently briefed about his identification, and a funeral will be held at Arlington National Cemetery at a later date. Cash bond is set at $500,000 for a man accused of setting fire to Congressman Glenn Grothman's office. Caden Stachewicz is charged in Fond du Lac County Court with arson, attempted burglary, and making terrorist threats. According to the criminal complaint, Stachewicz set fire to Grothman's office in Fond du Lac, causing minor damage early Sunday morning. He allegedly told police the act was in response to the banning of a social media platform, TikTok, in the USA, which Grothman voted in favor for. Stachewicz faces up to 56 years in prison if convicted. A Madison man entered a plea agreement for a crash that killed a retired Madison firefighter. Online court records show 40-year-old Michael North Setter Shiner entered a no-contest plea in Dane County Court Tuesday to homicide by negligently operating a vehicle. A judge accepted the plea and found North Setter Shiner guilty in the crash that killed 77-year-old Roderick Anderson. Prosecutors said North Setter Shiner was racing another car and traveling at approximately 107 miles per hour before hitting Anderson's SUV on Madison's north side in November 2023. North Setter Shiner will be sentenced on April 10th.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today is Thursday, January 23rd. Stephen A. Aris, 75 of Boscobel, died Sunday. A private memorial service will be held today at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at a later date. A gathering celebration will be held Saturday beginning at noon at Homagen's in Mount Hope. Stephen A. Aris, 75 of Boscobel. Coletta Catherine Munns, 97 of Avoca Highland, died Friday at Crest Ridge Assisted Living in Dodgeville. A funeral mass will be held Friday at noon at St. Anthony and Philip Catholic Church Highland. Burial will be in St. Anthony's Cemetery Highland following the mass. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9 until 11:45. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to St. Anthony and Philip Catholic Church or the Highland Fire Department EMS. The McGuire Peterson Houck Funeral Home is assisting the family of Coletta Catherine Munns, 97 of Avoca Highland. Jacob Gerald Crook, 24 of Muscadet, formerly of Richland Center, died Monday as the result of an automobile accident. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 until 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Oak Cooch Mountain Humane Society. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Jacob Crook, 24 of Muscadet, formerly of Richland Center. Robert F. Johnson, 70 of Sextonville, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Tuesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert F. Johnson, 70 of Sextonville. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center, died Thursday at home following a six-year battle with cancer. A Thanks for the Memories get-together will be held Wednesday, February 5th, from 4 to 6 at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. A Celebration of Life will be held Sunday, February 16th, beginning at 1 at the Branding Iron Roadhouse in Lime Ridge. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center.
Hi, this is Doug Penfield at Philbacks and Richland Center. How's your credit?
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. New wildfires in Southern California. The Hughes Fire now burning north of Los Angeles. Kyle Argosino lives in Van Nuys.
Seeing this right now, it's just eerie. Like, seeing all the houses being surrounded by the fires, like, this is crazy.
More than 50,000 people forced to flee or are under evacuation orders. Another wildfire burning near the Getty Center and forcing evacuations in Bel Air has been put out. The Gulf Coast waking up to below freezing temperatures this morning after record snow this week. Portions of Interstate 10 in Louisiana and Florida remain closed due to snow cover this morning. In a Seattle court today, the first challenge to President Trump's executive order blocking birthright citizenship, protected by the 14th Amendment in the Constitution. The Trump administration seeking to interpret the amendment to argue that not all children born in the U.S. should be granted citizenship. And this hour, Hollywood reveals the Oscar nominees. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your